Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. Black Hills State University photography major Catherine Jones explores the connection between humans and abandoned buildings in her exhibit, Just Me and the Windows. It's on display through January 1st at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. Jones found her passion for photography in high school, and she joins us this morning from the Sue W. White Studio in Spearfish on the campus of Black Hills State. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking time to visit with us today. I'm really interested to hear more about your exhibit. When did you develop your interest in photography? How did it happen?
Well, it actually started ever since I was a kid. My parents got me an old digital Kodak camera when I was younger, and that's kind of where it started. But my passion really took off when we took a trip to Moab, Utah. At the time, I was only using a cell phone. But after that trip, my parents noticed my eye for composition, and that's when they decided to get me my first camera for Christmas that year. And ever since then, I've just taken off with it.
Moab was a great place to start. That's very scenic.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah, I'm just blown away right away thinking about you talking about a digital camera and cell phone as your first cameras. And some of us older people are thinking like the Instamatics and, oh, man. So that, it makes me feel a little old. But you're from Nebraska. Is that where you went to high school?
Yeah, I'm originally from Hastings, Nebraska, okay. But we moved when I was a kid to Norfolk, and that's where I've lived my whole life until moving to Spearfish.
Sure. What kind of subjects were you interested in when you began taking those first photos?
Sunsets mostly, actually. yeah, sunsets was probably the first thing, just because when I had my cell phone and was really getting interested, that's also when I got a car and I could drive around all over the place. But I also started off with doing portraiture as well, and a few other things. I did some still life, but I didn't really know back then what I was really doing, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have like a set course on what I wanted to photograph.
When you started to look into college, why Black Hills State? Tell me about their photography program and the major there.
Oh, it's just wonderful here. I took a visit over the summer here just because I remember getting something in the mail from them. And during my open house visit, we stopped by the photography department. And after my visit, I went down there and saw that they had a dark room and met some of the professors. And they were just super helpful and easygoing. And it just made me more interested. And I actually came to Black Hills State for psychology originally, and I took a basic photography class the same fall when I started, and I just fell in love with it even more after that class, and then I switched my major to the BFA in photography.
Yeah, I know quite a bit about the program, actually. I just wanted to ask you, but we've had several people from Black Hills State in the photography program and people that have taken the program on our program, or on our show here, just because there's so much experience within that department, and they really do a nice job. Catherine Jones is our guest. She's a visual artist, a photography major at Black Hills State University, and her display, Just Me and the Windows, that exhibit is on display at the Dahl Arts Center through January 1st. Let's get into that exhibit at the Dahl. I was only able to see a couple of photos from the display, but I really liked them, and they speak to the years of weather, wear and tear, but are very much intact, some of those places. Describe the theme of your exhibit and what you were trying to achieve.
Okay, so the theme of my exhibit is that just like these windows and even a few doors, humans go through weathering storms. They also have broken glass. They have peeling paint. They have their own trauma. And I wanted to bring that together with these buildings because they also go through those things. And that's how they tie hand in hand. And as well as I wanted them to be abandoned because when you're driving on the road, you see these buildings, but you keep driving by them. Whereas kind of just like our problems, we know that they're there, but we tend to overlook them or brush them aside, especially when it comes to other people.
That's interesting. And as we drive by them, don't you think that also we're attracted to them in some way, wondering maybe who lived in an abandoned home, why it was abandoned, or maybe even that we'd like to go through an abandoned building just out of curiosity?
Oh, definitely. And I feel like it takes kind of a special person to want to stop by and actually look at them and take the time to get to see the building. Whereas, like I said, a lot of people do drive by, but it's the curiosity is definitely still there.
Is there more to the term reflection, the personal connection you have with these places in your photos than what you've already described?
Yes. So when I was first photographing these windows, I didn't necessarily have an intent. I was out just photographing and they started popping up within my feed. And I began to ask myself why I was photographing them and editing them the way I was. And then it hit me one day that I was basically looking at myself. I have also gone through personal things in my life, and looking at these windows, it was me basically looking at myself and the fact that we are the same in a sense.
So even early in your life, you developed connections to places that might have broken glass, rotten wood, or damaged surfaces?
Yes, especially in Nebraska, because there's a lot of them around where I used to live, and they always intrigued me, even before I had a camera.
When you go out and take photographs, is it important to have a theme in mind, or do you just... is it just good to just get out there and shoot photos and maybe you come up with something after you've seen what you've taken?
Since I've been at Black Hills State, I've learned that both are equally important. Mm-hmm. I think it's good to go out and photograph just for fun and just see what you end up getting. But I also think it's really important to have a creative stance and make your own shots instead of always just banking on going on finding something interesting.
Okay. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about is being in Spearfish and in the Black Hills. That has to be an absolute feast for a photographer. There's so much to capture there.
Oh, yes. It's been amazing. From just me and my still life photography, that, and I've noticed that portraitures are very relevant out here just because of the beautiful landscape and all the different areas we can go to.
There's the beautiful landscape in the Black Hills, but there also has to be plenty of the what we've already been talking about, the abandoned or some of the things that are worn and weathered.
Yes, definitely. One of the places that I photographed was the Tin Town, which is outside of Spearfish, about, I want to say, 20 miles. That's a really interesting place. Plus, just driving around, there's a lot of abandoned buildings that have a lot of stories that none of us really know about.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any situations in taking photographs where a place might be abandoned or you see something that's weathered and it might be a little treacherous to get to? Have you had to deal with situations like that where maybe you're kind of putting yourself in maybe a little bit of danger just to get that photograph?
Not necessarily. I normally try my best to avoid situations.
Sure.
In that sense.
Sure.
And I also just listen to my gut, because there are situations where you could either get in trouble or it could be dangerous. Also, especially out in the Black Hills, you don't know what other creatures are around or what the weather's going to do.
That's true.
Yeah.
What are your plans after you graduate from Black Hills State?
As of right now, I'm looking to attend grad school at San Francisco Art Institute to get my Master of Fine Arts Photography.
Yeah. How will the master's program at San Francisco Fine Arts enhance your career?
Well, let's see. I want to teach it at a college level. I think that would be really fun just because my professors, they've inspired me so much with everything that they've taught me, with how they've been pushing me to better myself as a person and as a photographer. And last spring, one of the professors from San Francisco Art Institute, Linda Connor, came to our campus, and I had the great honor of having a portfolio review done by her. And I just would love to be taught by her as well as have other classes there.
Not to mention talking about the Black Hills, but San Francisco itself would just be quite a region to take photographs in.
Oh, yes. The art culture there, too, is just, it's a lot different there than here, obviously.
Yeah.
And I just think being immersed in that type of culture will only bring good things for me.
As a professional photographer, you mentioned you'd like to teach. Is that a short-term goal or a long-term goal?
I think it would be a long-term goal, as well as I want to be able to have my stuff in galleries and be a fine arts photographer. It would also just be good to have that as a financial backing for me.
The display, Just Me and the Windows at the Dahl Art Center right now. How many photographs overall is in your exhibit?
There is 20 right now.
And where were those taken? Are they taken from all over the region or just kind of from a small area?
These windows and doors are all from western South Dakota. So, from anywhere from Belfouche, Spearfish, to Nisland and Newell, which is north of Spearfish, and then a few surrounding ones. I even have some from Deadwood and Lead.
How long did it take you to collect these photos? Did you just do a day trip, or was it a matter of time that elapsed in order to collect all of them?
This show took me approximately 7 to 8 months, if
Oh,
I'm correct.
wow.
Yeah.
How many photographs did you take in all and then narrow it down to the few select that are in the exhibit?
I have about, I want to say 30 images right now that could have made it, but the ones at the Dahl just work together fluently the most.
Right. When is it that you graduate?
I will graduate in 2022.
Okay, so you're still pretty young in your career at Black Hill State. There's a lot to still do there. Are you working on another project as we speak? Do you have your next one in mind?
I have a few in mind. I'm currently working with some color still life photography. I haven't done a lot with color just because our basic photography class is strictly black and white film. So I've been learning a lot about color, and right now my project is I'm working on abandoned trucks and how they kind of just have their place within wherever they're sitting, and I'm building on that at the moment.
I love that. It kind of hits close to an idea. I'm not a photographer by any means. As a matter of fact, I take terrible photos. But I had an idea for an exhibit myself. I thought, and I'm sure somebody's probably already done this, but one of the thoughts I had was trains and the graffiti you see on trains. Not that I'm a proponent of going and painting up a boxcar or anything like that, but you see some pretty strange things. I thought that might make for an interesting exhibit. It sounds kind of close to some of the ideas you have.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think that is cool, especially because we see those trains all the time with all the graffiti. And it kind of like I know my personally myself, I've always wondered who painted that?
Yep.
What's the meaning behind it?
Exactly. And that's the thing. What's the meaning behind it? Because sometimes you see some actually brilliant artwork, but you don't really understand it. So it'd be kind of nice to know what the meaning is. Is that something that is important to you when a person goes through your exhibit, especially the one going on right now at the Dahl Art Center, to get what you intend them to get, or is that not important?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it is, but it isn't, because every person that goes and sees any artwork, regardless of the artist's statement or regardless of the meaning, they're all going to have their own interpretation. But at the same time, I think it is important to have some sort of artistic meaning behind it and not just having it just be a series of photographs with no meaning.
Yeah. Catherine Jones, good luck with your schooling at Black Hill State and your career. Just Me and the Windows, again on display at the Dahl Art Center through January 1st. Catherine, it's been nice to meet you and visit with you.
No, thank you for having me. It's been a joy.